It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. There are 46 Canadian companies in the Pittsburgh region, and over 22,000 Pennsylvanians are employed by Canadian-owned businesses. This week, our neighbors to the north, Canada, will be celebrated in Pittsburgh via a temporary Canadian consulate. Here to fill us in on the Canada-Pennsylvania connection when it comes to business is contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Paul. It's nice to be here. And it's so great that we have Pop-Up Canada downtown. How cool is that?
Well, what is going on with this in Pittsburgh this week? Explain what Pop-Up Canada is.
Yes, because I really didn't know. So the Canadian consulate has set up shop in Pittsburgh, and it's called Pop-Up Canada. And what they've done is from April 7th through the 11th, it's the first time the operations of a Canadian consulate have moved from New York to another city, and it's just temporary. It's at 623 Smithfield Street. And what they're doing really in partnership with the City of Pittsburgh, South Point Chamber of Commerce, and then the Consulate General of Canada is to bring representatives in to focus on shared trade, to talk about investment, to look at energy and security issues. And the New York office covers Pennsylvania as well, so that's sort of the synergy. So they've set up in this temporary space, and there is a lot going on. And the bottom line, the key is deeper economic integration, which is very good.
And why Pittsburgh?
Why Pittsburgh? It's really amazing, Paul, but Canada is Pennsylvania's largest trading partner and export market, receiving almost 30% of the state's foreign-bound goods, which is a huge amount. Pennsylvania and Canada combine $22.6 billion in trade annually. So we have about $11.4 billion going north and about $11.2 coming into Pennsylvania. We talked about a lot of the companies that are established here and headquarters. 22,000 Pennsylvanians are employed by Canadian-owned companies, which is huge. We're close. You know, you can drive, you can fly, you can get there easily. You do need a passport to cross the border now, which was different than it was
years
ago. You could just take a driver's license and head over. And Canada is really our state's number one customer. And we just do have to add that half of the Pittsburgh Penguins are
Canadian.
There you go.
Well, when I was growing up, they were almost all Canadian. So that's not terribly unusual.
Right.
Can you give us some examples of Canadian companies here in Pittsburgh?
Well, and we definitely can. There are a number of Canadian companies that are here in Pittsburgh that either have headquarters, places like Bombardier, Hatch, Vitron Corporation. We've seen Toronto-based Fairmont Hotels and Resorts. They've set up this great LEED-certified business hotel downtown. That's wonderful. And so we're seeing a lot of activity. We certainly look at the energy industries as they go back and forth and do a lot of business together. And then we see a lot of American companies that have locations in Canada, like Alcoa and American Eagle and Black Box Corporation, Kennametal, Mylan, Wesco. So there's a good amount of back and forth between our countries.
Talking with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, what else is happening related to this visit from Canada, the Canadian consulate?
So people really, first of all, you need to go to the website, which is CanadaPGH.com. We have a lot of the links listed on the WESA website. But the events are fabulous. There's everything from Spot the Mountie. There was a Stanley Cup visit yesterday. There's a Warhol tribute. There's a Canadian wine sampling. There are food workshops. There's workshops in doing business in the Canadian oil sands. So there's a lot going on every single day through the end of the week. And I think it's a great opportunity for people really to learn a lot more about Canada.
What was the thing with the Mountie?
Spot the Mountie, yes. And I think you get a prize or something. So I think
Would it be hard? I mean, they kind of stand out.
I don't know. They're sort of traveling about the city, Paul.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Anything else that's happening that is related to this visit?
It's interesting. The Travel Media Association of Canada is holding its annual convention in Pittsburgh at the end of May. It's the first time the Canadian travel writers will meet in the United States outside of Canada. They only did it one other time. So we're seeing a lot of interest in Canada and in Pennsylvania, and I think it's a great opportunity for us to really look at them as a nearby partner and a great trade partner and a great travel partner.
And when it comes to just the exporting of, you said, of Pittsburgh products, so many of them go to Canada.
Yes.
Do we know why that is?
Well, it's easy to get them abroad. You're not shipping, so it's really you're cutting the costs a lot, so you're not taking things across the Atlantic or the Pacific. It's easy to get things across the border. And also, a lot of our needs are similar. I mean, the cultures are similar in many ways, and so the import and the export has been very dynamic and natural.
Our needs are similar. So you're saying that the Canadians tend to like their beer, Pittsburghers tend to like their beer, Canadians like their whiskey. But it's not all about alcohol.
No, I mean, it's definitely not.
There's back bacon, too. Right. No, wait.
There's many, 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 many things. So, yeah, the exports from Pennsylvania to Canada exceed shipments to the next 7 countries combined, like Mexico, China, Japan, Belgium, United Kingdom. So there's a lot going on, and we're heading, we're sending things there and vice versa. So it's good business.
They're buying goods, our goods. They're creating jobs here in Pennsylvania. So while the Canadians are in town, be nice to them, won't you?
And go visit and check it out.
Yes, Pop-Up Canada on Smithfield Street. Rebecca Harris is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, thanks as always.
It was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, is conscious uncoupling the new way to break up? We'll explore that tomorrow on the program. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.